Hey, Betties. Welcome to the Better Podcast. It's your host, Dr. Stephanie. It is geeky magic time where I step away from the interviews and just talk to you. It's just going to be me and you today. And these episodes, I'm going to bring you personal insights, frequently asked questions, topic du jour in a more condensed, quick, and actionable way. I go hard on the geek, wrap it up with sprinkles and magic for you to do and be better.
Betty, welcome back to Geeky Magic. It's me, Stephanie, and we are at the end of our 13-week journey together with this Geeky Magic episode. So if you have been following along on the podcast and subscribed to the pod, you have known that every Geeky Magic for the past 13 weeks has been an excerpt from and insights into my fourth child, the Betty Body book, A Geeky Goddess's Guide to Intuitive Eating, Balanced Hormones, and Transformative Sex. And every week we have been giving you a behind the scenes look at some of the, you know, idiosyncrasies and sort of director's cut of the book. And here we are at chapter 13. And this chapter is called Betty. Is that you? Because we have come to the end of the content and now it's time to integrate. So like any good therapist worth his or her salt, you're going to have the session, right? You're going to have, you know, whether it's psychedelics or talk therapy or whatever it is, you're going to have the intervention and then there's going to be integration, right? So you take the information and then you begin to integrate it into your life. Now, I know that I have written a book with many topics embedded into it. So it can seem really overwhelming in terms of where to start, right? We've talked about stress. We've talked about estrogen. We've talked about testosterone. We've talked about progesterone. We've talked about cortisol. We've talked about evening routines and morning routines and sleeping and sleep hygiene and orgasms and nutrition and keto cycling and nutritional ketosis and exercising and supplementation and fasting. Like, it's a lot, right? I get that there is a lot of stuff in this book, but I believe in you, Betty. And the reason why I wrote this book was to give you a sounding off or a jumping off point with which you can begin to reclaim your health. So in this chapter, it's all about how you're going to do it. How are you going to take all that information and how are you going to integrate it into your life? So it's not just information, it's application, right? It's one thing to have knowledge, right? It's another to have wisdom, right? Wisdom seeks to unify. Knowledge, in some cases, can be divisive. And I want you to take this knowledge and move it into innate wisdom in your body. So in this chapter, we actually go through step by step how you are going to take this info and start to integrate it into your life. And like all the geeky magics that have come before this one, I also want to read you an excerpt from this chapter of the book. So this subtitle is called My Wish for You. And this is actually, before I get into the reading, I'll just share that this is actually how I started the book. Like when I started writing, I started with my wish for the reader. Because, you know, there's no, you know, if any of you have ever written a book or attempted to write a book about any topic, it is such a huge undertaking. And there was absolutely no reason for me to even think about bringing this book to life if I didn't have a desired outcome. And my desired outcome is what I have written in this, what I'm going to read to you right now in this section called My Wish for You. Okay. My wish for you is that you take pause and wonder at how glorious your body is. All the places that she has taken you, leading you right up to this moment. Your body is alive right here, right now. Right at this very moment, she is working tirelessly for you. Your heart is lovingly pumping out blood and maintaining a certain blood pressure. Your digestive system is quietly absorbing the nutrients from your last meal. And your billions, with a B, billions of cells humming and producing energy as you need them to. In your falling in love with your physiology, I hope you will gain an appreciation for the only place that you will ever live, the only wealth you truly have, which is your body and your health. Your body is your temple, and it is a wonder to be worshiped. I hope you realize that you have everything inside of you to create the life and body you want. And here's your Wizard of Oz moment, right? Everything you need is already inside of you, and you can come home to health whenever you want. You just need a few tools to help get you there, all of which have been outlined in this book. It is in the settling into this awakening that you will discover yourself. And hey, you don't need to do this alone. There's a bunch of Bettys waiting to meet you in our online community, and we would love to get to know you better. Every month, we have live connection calls, new recipes, new workouts, new rehab exercises, hormone balancing protocols, mindset, self-love, and actionable items to help continue on your Betty journey. We talk about sex. I mean, of course we do. The divine masculine, the divine feminine, and how to love yourself like you mean it. We are the girlfriends and the community you've been wanting and have been looking for. So just head over to hellobetty.club and check us out. My vision for you is that you'll begin to feel like your sparkly self again with the abundant energy and mental clarity that you want. I want you to feel good in your skin, not because of a ruthless, punitive diet, but because you love yourself, right? And celebrate your body. I want you to look at yourself and say, damn girl, I'm loving getting to know you. When I was in school, these principles of health were not taught, right? Women were smaller men or just smaller versions of men with peskier hormones. And I had years, right, where I rallied against my own menstrual cycle and clearly lost. And when I had my first great period, I had this inkling of a feeling, this intuitive knowing that it could be like this every month. I believed menstruation didn't have to be a harrowing, cramp-inducing, foggy haze of tears and pain, that I could fall in love with my period and I could help other women who are willing to play and experiment and be my test subjects while I develop these protocols. We all know that you cannot medicate a problem that you behaved your way into. That's some philosophy right there. I'll say it again. We all know that you cannot medicate a problem that you behaved your way into, but you can behave your way out of it. You have read all the science, the complex physiological pathways, the random brain facts, the nutrition, the exercise physiology, and of course, the six. You have in your hands my proven methods that I've used with my private clients, and most of all, an understanding of why. You don't need to be a soldier just following the orders. You have the why piece of the puzzle, so you can be the general of your own army. And you are part of the Betty Army now. You are home. So I really, you know, this is my wish for you, that you really take pause at the glory that is your body, all the things that you've gone through with her, all the things that you are going through with her now, and all the things that you will continue to go through your life. And, you know, when you finish this book, I hope that you'll see that it may not be as complex. I know there's a lot of stuff in the book, but maybe not as complex as you may have thought it was. And like I said, you know, my invitation to those who have read the book, I also would extend it to you as well. Check out hellobetty.club. It is just, I really feel like I was made for this membership. Really, we talk about nutrition, as I mentioned, and sex, and we're doing booty building and building a better behind this month. I'm really excited about that. And we've done things like desire and setting boundaries and nutrition, and we have AMAs, and it's just a really safe, loving space, and I'm really, really proud of it. So if you want, you can check out hellobetty.club. We have monthly and yearly options there, and would just love to continue the conversation with you. So this is le fin, right? It's the fin de la livre. We finished reading the book. And going forward, I will, of course, we're still doing Geeky Magics, but it's going to be, it won't be a series the way that these last 13 weeks have been. And I hope you've really enjoyed it. I've had a lot of fun picking out pieces to read to you and thinking about what I wanted to share with you. And next week, we're going to have fun. It'll be back to our regular programming with Geeky Magic. So if I have not mentioned it as well, if you are someone who has picked up the book, please head over to BettyBodyBook.com. You're going to get all the treats that I like to spoil my Bettys with, nutrition and fitness and rehab, all free as a thank you for buying the book. So with that, I bid you adieu. You can tell that I've been speaking French lately. I feel it coming through as I'm speaking. My Véronique, my alter ego Véronique, wants to speak in her French way. But I bid you adieu and we will see you next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. For those of you who want to continue on this week's Geeky Magic Carpet Ride with me, visit bettershow.co/show notes. You'll find research, links, summary notes, musings that I prepared in preparation for the podcast, and I often throw in some of my best practices, bonuses, and links.